Okay, so if you look in the Torah, in Parshas Nasa, so the Torah says that the three brachas of Birkas Kohanim correspond to each of the avos. So the bracha of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmecha corresponds to Avim Avinu, because it says by Avim Avinu, v'nivrachu v'cha, right, there's a lashon of bracha by Avim Avinu. The bracha of Yerushem Panavi Lech V'chinecha corresponds to Yitzhak Avinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Yitzchak in Zalashin Re'iyah by Yitzchak and the Akedah. And he says that by Yaakov it says, it corresponds to the third bracha, Berkas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Elech V'yasim Lecha Shalom, because we find that there's a Lashin of Vayisa by Yaakov, that the Pasuk says Vayisa by Yaakov. And let's try to understand the deeper connection between each of the three brachos of Berkas Kohanim to the Avos. And I think further you could say, the Torah in Sim Taf Yud Zayin, when it comes to the Mo'adim, says that each of the different Mo'adim corresponds to each of the Avos. So Pesach corresponds to Avim Avinu, Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak, and Sukkot corresponds to Yaakov. So the Torah explains to Avram Big Matzos, so that's Pesach. Yitzchak, ben Chazal teach that in the Schos of Akedas Yitzchak, that's the same aisle, the same shofar is going to be used at Har Sinai. And Yaakov Avinu built Sukkot, so he corresponds to Sukkot. That's what the Torah says. So let's try to understand this. Why is it that the Avos correspond to different Mo'adim? And then third, I think you could say, based on this, it's also very logical to say that each of the Pesukim and Birkas Kohanim corresponds to each of the Mo'adim. Yerechach Hashem Yishmecha corresponds to Pesach. Yer Hashem Panav Elech V'Yichunecha corresponds to Shavuos. Yisa Hashem Panav Elech V'Yisimcha Shalom corresponds to Sukkot. Okay, so let's explain this. So to explain this, let's try to understand let's try to take a step back and understand what the different brachos of Birkas Kohanim are about. So more or less, in different formulations, but the Rishonim and Acharonim explain that the first bracha of Yerechach Hashem Yishmerecha is a bracha for physical bracha. It's a bracha for Gashmius, and that's why the Torah adds the word Shmira, because the thing you need Shmira is a physical blessing. The bracha for Ya'er Hashem Panav Elech V'Yichunecha, that the Rishonim, again, different Lishonis explain it's a bracha for Torah. Right? Torah is or, so they associate that bracha of Torah. And the third bracha about Shalom is the bracha that's called everything together. Right? It's the bracha that kind of contains within it all of the brachas. And the Lashon Akedah, it's the bracha that talks about the dvekus between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisa, Rav Hirsch also says something along these lines that it's about the chibur between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So let's try to understand this, because this, I think, is very important in Yisod, and can explain what this theory that each of the Mo'adim corresponds to each of the brachos of Birkas Kohanim. So let's start one by one. So what's the connection, first of all, right, between Avim Avinu and Pesach? It's Avim Avinu was the shorish of Klal Yisrael. The same way that Pesach is like the first, it's the start of the Mo'adim, it's the shorish of the Mo'adim. So the first bracha of Yivarechach Hashem Yishmerecha is a bracha for physical brachas. Pesach was before Christ received the Torah. So there wasn't any room for spiritual bracha at that point. So the only brachas that we're able to receive were specifically physical brachas. And what's the bracha that we received? So my friend David Tanner pointed out, right, that we find that the Torah promises B'chush Gadol, that after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the bracha we're promised is a physical bracha that we're going to leave with great wealth. And furthermore, if you think about it, right, the Torah uses Lashonos of bracha in Shmir by Avim Avinu. What do I mean? Right? Bracha, v'nivrachu v'cha, right? A lot of times, v'ashem bracha is Avim by Kol. And a Lashon of Shmir, right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is called the Magin of Avraham, right? So, it's a Lashon of Shmir. We find this also by Pesach, right? Pesach is the Le'al HaShimurim, it's the Chag that's all about Shmir. So it seems, therefore, that the bracha of Yerechach Hashem Yishmerecha is very much linked up with Avim Avinu. And it's also very much linked up with the Yontif of Pesach, which is about Shmira. So that's the first bracha. And again, it's a physical bracha because this is Kodim Kabbalah Satorah, etc. Now what's the second bracha all about? Right, the second bracha is all about Torah. What we receive on Shavuos? Right, the Torah, Yer Hashem Panav Elech V'Yichunecha, Yer is a lashon of Ha'ara, a lashon of Or. Rav Hirsch explains that only Torah is able to like enlighten a person. Right, so it makes a lot of sense that that bracha is going to be the bracha that corresponds to Shavuos, because that's when we receive the Kabbalah Torah. And Meshech Chochmah points out that this bracha also corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, because Yitzchak Avinu was blind at the Akedah, his eyes became dimmed at the Akedah, because the Chazal teach that the Malachim, right, they cried onto Yitzchak's face. So it's specifically Yitzchak Avinu that gets the bracha of Yashem Panav Alech Lekunech, and then Meshech Chochmah has a whole nice shtick atari to explain the connection between Yitzchak Avinu and this bracha of Yashem Panav Alech Lekunech. So that's in terms of the second bracha, right? And what about the third bracha? What's the third bracha all about? Yisa Hashem v'hanav elech v'yasimcha shalom. So it's Yaakov Avinu. Why is that about Yaakov Avinu? So first of all, right, Yaakov Avinu, right, the Chazal and the Sforim, they talk about that Yaakov Avinu was the midah of Tiferes. Right? Tiferes is the shlemos. It's the combination between Avram and Yitzchak. Maral in a bunch of places explains that the significance of the number 3 is that 3 is like the shlemos of something. Yaakov Avinu was the completion, it was the finale, it was the grand finale of all the avos. Right, and that's why he's referred to as like the Bechir HaAvos. Right? He's considered the greatest of the Avos because he's the completion of everything. Right? And the same thing is true when it comes to Sukkos. Right? Sukkos is the last of the Yom Tovim. It's the last of Moadim. And it's really, in a certain sense, the time when we're closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if you think about it, Sukkos is right after the Yom Narayim. It's also right after it's the conclusion of Shal Shagam. So what Bryansky likes to point out, that there's really two things that prevent our connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before the sin of Adam HaRishon, there's an inherent Gilui Shechina that existed in the world. Once Adam sinned, right, it was nature worked within, right, it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was controlled over Teva. After Adam HaRishon sinned, there's like a bifurcation of the two. Then there's kind of like nature by itself, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu by itself, and you didn't necessarily discern Hashem through Teva. That was a certain barrier that came about into the Bria after Adam sinned. And then there's a second barrier between us and Hashem that came about, right? Just a chait, right? A person's chataim, a person's sins that he does, creates an inherent barrier between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So before Sukkos, it's this culmination of the two tracks. So the purpose of the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim, right? We're going to the Makom HaMikdash, the place of Gilui Shechina, and we're undoing a certain sense the chait of Adam HaRishon, because we're being megal of the Shechina more into the world. Adam HaRishon brought Hester Panim into the world. So as the Mo'adim continue, right, we're being megal more and more and more the Shechina. And additionally, Sukkos is right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we receive Kapara and Tahara for a Chataim. So that gets rid of the barrier. So Sukkos is referred to in the Torah as that Yom Tov that has the most Simcha, because Simcha, Maral, and a lot of others explain that it's about the connection between a person and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in Sukkos, when there's no barriers, right, you don't have the barrier of the Hashkacha, because we already went through Pesach and Shavuos, and we were Megala a little more Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the Bria. And you don't have the barrier from the person's Chataim, because you just went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So now there's no barriers between you and Hashem, and Sukkos is able to be that ultimate shlemus when a person is living for Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah. Right? The Mefarshim explained that the Sukkah is a person is literally living with Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a dvikus between a person and Hashem, which is ultimately a shlemus. And if you think about it, what's the last bracha of Birkas Kohanim? Right, Yasem Lecha Shalom. What's Shalom? So Maral explains that Shalom is from a lashon of shlemus. When's a person Shalom? So Maral explains a person only can achieve shlemus when a person is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Mischaber, so he only connects himself to people who are Shalim. He only connects, right? That's why Maral explains, why is it that the Shekhinah is only Shoreh when a person is happy? Because the only person who is happy is Shalim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is completely Shalim, can only connect himself to other people who are completely Shalim. So therefore, it's specifically when we're at the peak of Shlemus, at Sukkos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to connect to us. And the bracha of Yaseh Mecha Shalom, it's a bracha, it's not just peace that there shouldn't be war. No, it's containing, right? Chazal teaches us that peace contains, right, upholds all brachas. Or, you know, the last mission Oxen, right, teaches that great God of Shalom, because it's a vessel for all the brachas. Why? Because peace, really, in the Torah, it's a lashon of shlemus, it's a bracha that's called, it includes everything within it. So once you have peace, then everything else is in its proper picture. And that's what Sukkos is all about. Sukkos is the culmination of both Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Narayim, and the Shalosh Regalim. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the culmination of all the Avos. So the last bracha of Birkas Kohanim, Yasem Chal Shalom, is going to be the bracha that both corresponds to Yaakov Avinu and also corresponds to Sukkos. Good? Okay. So now, with this in mind, let's just try to understand a very interesting, fascinating idea from the Akedah. It's a very fascinating piece when it comes to Birkas Kohanim. So the Akedah says like this. Also, just to point out, it's before the Akedah. It's interesting, right? Does the first bracha of Birkas Kohanim mention the word panai? No. Right, the second two brachas do. Why? Because panim, right, the Mefarshim point out that panim reflects, it connotes like a certain closest kirva between us and Kosh Baruch Hu. The Torah never uses the word simcha when it comes to Pesach, right? Only by Shavuos and Sukkos. Right? Once by Shavuos, three times by Sukkos. Why? Because as the Mo'adim progressed, right, we also progress in relationship to Kosh Baruch Hu. Right? So Hashem, by Pesach, we weren't connecting through Panim. It wasn't through Panim because we weren't so connected to him. So therefore, the Torah doesn't say Simcha. It's Shavuos, when he came down and gave us the Torah, there was like a certain connection. So therefore, Torah says Simcha by Shavuos because there's a certain more Kirva. And it uses a Lashon of Panim, and also by Sukkah. So it's a Lashon of Panim because there's a certain Kirva that exists between us and Kosh Baruch Hu. Okay, anyway. Right, back to the Akedah. So what's Pshat in this Akedah? So the Akedah is a very fascinating idea. So he explains, why is it that we only receive the brachas of Birkas Kohanim at the Hakamas of Mishkan? Like, why do we need that? Why is it specifically the Hakamas of Mishkan that received the brachas? So he says like this. The Akedah explains that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan was that Adam should be the chibur between Olamas HaOlyonim and Olamas HaTachtonim. So let's take a step back, try to explain what the Akedah means by this. And it says a lot of very fascinating chidushim, so we'll take them one by one, right? So what's Pshat? Right? Why is it that Adam was supposed to be the chibur between Olamas HaOlyonim and Olamas HaTachtonim? So I think what that Akedah is getting at is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he even explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to conduct this world, that this entire world should be conducted under like Hashkacha. Right? It shouldn't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then this Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that you could clearly discern HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence through Hashkacha. And once Adam HaRishon sinned, we lost that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original plan was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be discerned through Teva, and Adam would be the bridge between Hashem and this world. So once Adam sinned, now the Akedah says that in order for Adam to get this, right, he needed the three brachas of Birkas Kohanim. That built into the world were these three brachas, the brach for physical, all brachas for physicality, all brachas for Torah, and then all brachas for the complete chibur between us and Hashem. Right, Adam, the world couldn't have existed without it. Once Adam sinned, so we lost those two brachas. And it wasn't until we built the Mishkan that these three brachas came back. Why? Because the Mishkan now became the chibur between the Makom, Olam HaTachtonim, and the Olam HaLyonim. Because what's this all about? So Maral explains that Hashem wants to connect ourselves to Him. So we do that. So originally the plan is to connect ourselves to Him through just Adam would be kind of the bridge between Gashmius and Ruchnius, because Adam would be completely Ruchnius spirit, right? Be like a completely spiritual person within this world. Now it can be the bridge between this world and and the upper world. But once Adam sinned, so he couldn't do that, so then we had the Mishkan that replaced Adam, because the Mishkan was a makom of Ruchnius where Akash Baruch Hu, as we said, right, Akash Baruch Hu's Shekhinah Kol Mishar when it's Shlemus. Right, the Mishkan was the makom of Shlemus in the Bria, and Akash Baruch Hu was going to Shara his Shekhinah there in order to be Mechaber himself to this world. Because Akash Baruch Hu could connect himself to Shlemus. So that was specifically the Makom HaMishkan, which Ramban even says, or as Ramban says, HaKadam Sefer Shmos, that Klal Yisrael weren't considered Nigalin, right? The Gula wasn't considered to be Gula until when? Right, until the HaKadam Sefer Mishkan, until the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shari is Shekhinah in the Mishkan, because Hashras HaShekhinah, right, is a reflection of the complete Shlemus of everything. So specifically HaKadam Sefer Mishkan, which is the Shlemus of the Bria, because it brought back the Hashras HaShekhinah, brought back this Hashkacha that existed to this world, but now we're able to have Birkas Kohanim. Why? Because the Maral explains that what's a bracha? A bracha is a Tosefes Tova. So by definition, you can't have a chisaron in order for that to be a Tosafos Tova. So since the bracha of Birkas Kohanim, what's the final bracha of Birkas Kohanim? That there should be complete shleimus. So you can only have shleimus when there's no chisaron. So therefore, there had to be perfection. And perfection only existed at the time of Hashkamas HaMishkan when the Shekhinah was there. So that's why it's specifically at the time of Hashkamas HaMishkan received these brachas of Birkas Kohanim. Because the brachas of Birkas Kohanim are the perfection of everything, right? It's the perfection of both the Gashmias in this world, of the Ruchnias in this world, and then the complete Dveikus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could only come about once the Bria reaches Shleimus, which was through the Hakamas HaMishkan, because the Hakamas HaMishkan is going to be the makom where Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shari Shekhinah in this world. Does that make sense? So this being said, then I think we also can explain why it is that it's specifically the Kohanim. Why is it that the Kohanim are the ones that are the conduits of Birkas Kohanim? Like, why not anyone else? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Shoreish HaMitzvah for Birkas Kohanim, he explains that the Kohanim are the ones that are most connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, they're the ones that are fit to give this bracha, which makes a lot of sense of everything we just said, because these brachas are all about the connection, the chibur between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the ones who we want to give these brachas are specifically going to be the people that are most connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I think that's why it's specifically the Kohanim that gives these brachas, not anyone else, because we want the people most close to Hashem to be the ones to give these brachas. So to sum up, to put everything together, let's chat. So it seems that the three brachas of Birkas Kohanim correspond to each of the avos. The Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha corresponds to Avraham Avinu, as the Torah writes, because it's Ye'er Hashem Panav Elech V'Chinecha corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu. Yisro Hashem Panav Elech V'Yisemecha Shalom corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. And additionally, right, each of these three brachos also corresponds to each of the avos. Oh, sorry, each of the moadim. Right, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha is about Pesach. Ye'er Hashem Panav Elech V'Chinecha is about Shavuos. And Yisro Hashem Panav Elech V'Yisemecha Shalom is about Sukkos, and specifically through the Shleimus that came about through Hakamas HaMishkan, which Hakamas HaMishkan is really the Sukkah, right? The Gra. And a lot of others explain that Hakamas HaMishkan is really just a reflection of the Sukkah. And the point is, only at the Shleimus of everything are we able to receive the brachos of Birkas Kohanim, because that's when the Shekhinah is Shara again. We'll just add a nice idea at the end. I think I might mention this, but if you think about it, right, let's say for Shmos, right, there's three themes in Sefer Shmos. First four parshios are about Geula. Next two parshios, Yisro Mishpat and Matan Torah. The last five parshios about the Mishkan. Right, that's the three regalim. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, parshios Yisro and Mishpat and Matan Torah, that's Shavuos. And the last five parshios are about the it's about the Sukkah, which is sorry, it's about the Mishkan, which is the Sukkah. So it's only at the end, only at the climax of the Sefer that the Shekhinah is Shari, because it's only at the end of the Gilgul Regalim, right, once we achieve we reach the full purpose of the Gilgul Regalim, that the Shekhinah is Shari, and now we're able to receive the Birkas Kohanim, we're able to receive the Tosafos Bracha that only comes about when there's Shleimus in the Bria.